The study that our organization conducted and other studies that were conducted before have shown that the mobility of fishermen, the fact that they have everyday new cash that flows in their business, and it's associated with drinking alcohol and engaging themselves in unprotected sex, these are the factors that studies confirm that lead to increased prevalence of HIV among fishermen.
As you mentioned, there are various factors that are coming into play here in these fishing communities that have high risk of HIV/AIDS, one of them being not having accurate knowledge about the disease and how to protect themselves against HIV. What did the study say specifically about this?
Actually, the awareness about HIV in the community is very high. For instance, 89% of men and 88% of women were familiar with the most common means of HIV prevention. That is, they are aware that they have to use a condom and limit sex to one partner. However, the attitude towards using the prevention were actually very different. The profession of fishermen considered to be very risky. They can lose their lives while they are fishing, and they don't value their life.
So then how do you go about changing the attitudes then about practicing safe sex?
We believe that the intervention should be appropriate to the local culture, and the needs should be specifically identified for various fishing communities. And we believe that any intervention should be tailored specifically to the fishing community based on their culture, on their attitudes and their beliefs.
Regarding the attitudes that are prevailed there in that area, is it primarily the men with this type of attitude? How do women feel?
Women among the fishing community, they don't go to the lake to fish. But since they depend so heavily on the men who are fishing and who are trading their fish, they very much depend on the sex, because they have to get engaged with men who sell fish in order to have their jobs. On the other hand, in the fishing community, traditionally they believe that women can be shared by men. Women belong to the community. And then also the utilization of condoms and use of condoms is very low among the fishing communities. For example, when people engage themselves in unsafe sex, only 37% report that they use condoms, and 18% of women. So the use of condom in fishing communities is very low, and that is also a big contribution to the spread of HIV.
And one of the other factors that was highlighted in your study was that getting access to treatment is very difficult. So how is this being addressed?
Over 80% of people reported that they went for treatment to health facilities when they feel symptoms of STD. However, health facilities are very far. Sometimes they have to travel 2 hours to go to those health facilities, because the fishing communities are located in very remote areas. Therefore, bringing health services closer to fishing communities will definitely benefit men and